Connecticut Department of Transportation Commissioner James Redeker says it would cost at least $3 billion to upgrade infrastructure needed before trains on Metro North Railroad can go faster. WSHU's Dan Katz reports politicians and business leaders argue the investment would help the state's economy and ease traffic woes.
The Business Council of Fairfield County has advocated for a 30-30-30 plan, which calls for 30-minute rail trips between Hartford and New Haven, New Haven and Stamford, and Stamford to Grand Central. State Senator Tony Harp recently proposed an hour-long ride from New Haven to New York as part of her economic development plan in a bid for mayor of New Haven. Transportation Commissioner James Redeker says that while he understands the attraction of faster commutes, he needs a strategy for not just rail, but for all modes of transportation. His agency has begun an initiative called Transform CT to help gauge the public's desire for the improvements and the willingness to pay for them. Dan Katz, WSHU News.
The transportation commissioner says he believes a federal law will require Amtrak to pay a share of the line's infrastructure costs. But even with the extra money from Amtrak, he says Connecticut would still have difficulty coming up with the money to cover the upgrades.